Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Ron and Anian.
If you are going to spend serious money on that vehicle, you know, $500, $1,000, $2,000, whatever serious to you, you need to ask the right questions.
The Car Doctor.
One thing I question, it says the trans fluid does not have to be changed to 150,000, and that seems too long.
Yeah.
I just wanted your take on
that. No, you never need to change it. You just change it when you change the car. And you get a whole other,
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
I was thinking of Garrett, new customer at the shop this week, just before I came on air. And I was thinking about the comments he had made to me as we were talking about when I repaired his Infiniti. And we were talking about, you know, partly why he chose to try and work on it. And he said, you know, I like tinkering. I like working with my hands. And I don't know what he does. I think he's, you know, he's an office worker, you know, an accountant, lawyer or something, you know, white collar per se. And I said, yeah, I said, you know, listen, I get it. We've kind of taught everybody that this is not a profession to go into. So nobody knows how to do it anymore. He said, yeah. And when I was in high school, and I would venture to guess Garrett's mid-30s, in terms of age, maybe a little older, and I'm bad with age guessing, so don't hold me to it. But he said, you know, in my high school, we didn't have auto shop, wood shop, metal shop, and so on. And I think that's a crime. I really do. I think to not give a kid the option, you know, so what is it? You're either going to be an athlete or a white-collar worker. Where's the blue-collar guy? Where's the guy who's getting his hands dirty, or her, who's getting their hands dirty every day?
And gosh, when I was in high school, you used to be able to bring your own car in and pay them to work on it. You didn't pay the people who worked on it. You bought the parts, and they worked on the car, and you never had to take it anywhere else in town. It was great.
And you learned how to do something.
You bet.
This is that self-reliance thing. And Garrett made an interesting point. He said, you know, Ron, that's part of why I like to work on my car. He says, I'd much rather bring it to somebody and let them fix it if I knew they could fix it and I could trust them. But you know, he said, I really like working on a car. It's just, and I've been thinking about that a couple of days now, because this happened midweek at the shop, and I'm thinking about the generation of mechanics and wood shop and skilled blue collar workers that we've lost. The ones who just, you know, are 20 years down the road into their career, and we've lost that generation. You know, I've always thought for years that there is talent, mechanical talent, woodworking talent, skilled labor, welding, you know, fabricators. That talent is there in every generation. It just has to be nurtured. You know, when you look back at the Second World War, right? And it's an interesting time period. What prepared us for the Second World War of being self-reliant and responsible and resilient and intelligent and resourceful? The Great Depression. I've had this argument with people, you know, when you think about it, to some degree, the Great Depression helped us win the Second World War because we knew what it was to do without. Uncle Steve would tell me stories about how there was one bike in the neighborhood and it got passed around from kid to kid on a different day at a different time so everybody could use it and everybody respected it. And if it broke, you went and found the parts and you fixed it and you learned how to work with your hands before you gave it to the next kid whose turn it was to ride the bike, right? Where's the bike today? Where's that? And I think that's what's lost. I really do. And I feel bad because, you know, I keep thinking maybe we should do. I keep going back to that car doctor day camp thing. You know, send your wife or husband to the car doctor for a week of learning how to fix cars. And, you know, what would the volume be of people that, no, I'm not doing this because I can't. Tom's chomping at the bit to sign people up, but you know. And Tom's been in the shop. Tom's seen what we go through. I sent Tom pictures this week. 2011 Honda Odyssey with a bad Bank 2 catalytic converter, the one that's in the front. And you start to read the procedure because you're supposed to read the procedure. And the first step is remove front bumper. And you're going, what? I'm working on the exhaust system. Why am I taking the front bumper off? And then you read, you know, 6-7 steps down the line. It's take the bumper off, move the radiator braces, disconnect the upper hose. You have to tilt the radiator forward and sneak the catalytic converter out between the underframe brace and the radiator, being careful not to damage the radiator. They actually tell you in the instructions, lay a piece of cardboard along the face of the radiator so you don't damage or mush the fins. And I'm thinking, who designed this? And it comes back to somebody that never has to work on cars. Why is that? Because they're all, you know, all the engineers are white collar. They don't know what it is to work with their hands, and they don't ever think that anybody's going to have to work at it. And in all honesty, all somebody had to do was put two bolts on each side of the upper radiator support and make it so it unbolts and lifts away, and we're done. How crazy was that picture, Tom? Did you hit the button?
There we go. That works better.
Yeah,
no, that was like, I was looking at that going, what? And don't forget, I've actually worked in your shop with Danny on my car,
right?
Replacing the blower motor. It's like, oh my God.
How much fun was that?
Oh, let me tell you, 6 hours. It was like, holy cow.
Yeah. Danny was knee deep in it this week. We did a 2017 Jeep Wrangler and we're getting the car ready to go to Albuquerque, New Mexico for the family. And they really haven't done a lot to the car. We've seen the car 3 times prior over the last 2 years, and it's been brakes or something else that we triage the car back together. They've been doing their oil changes at a quick lube, and all of a sudden now the car's got 105,000 miles on it, and now it needs to be gone through. Needed to be gone through sooner, but okay, we'll get the car in shape at this point. And just the things that we had to go through and do. Upper intake manifold had to come off to put 6 spark plugs in it. To get to the spark plugs, you got to take part of the intake manifold apart, which in of itself, and then the right side where the intake plenum wasn't in the way, you had to take the heater hoses, the heater tube assembly, and the wiring harness has to be moved out of the way to get the plugs out. Now, you know, we talk about proximity of repair. If we're taking the spark plugs out on something of this, you know, caliber, let's do ignition coils. And we did. We did all. We started out doing three, and then I talked the customer into, let's do six. They're cheap enough. They're 60, 70 bucks, whatever they were a piece, and they have such a high failure rate. But you look at, you know, he was 3 days on this vehicle between plugs and fluids and everything else that was going on with it. The vehicles today are much more difficult to repair than they were yesterday, just in the way they're assembled and the proximity of things and how their things are hidden and buried. We had to repair the exhaust system where the front on the front half of the exhaust to the center section of the exhaust, Chrysler puts exhaust studs. They put a style of exhaust stud bolt in, and it's the nut is swedged into the pipe that it goes into, and then they put the bolt in from the back. Well, and it seems to be a very common problem with a lot of these. The bolt actually rusts and splinters. It just starts to fragment and fall apart like you would think it's been sprayed with a high corrosive acid, and all it's been doing is just subjective to 6 years of winter here in North Jersey. You know, cut through it with a Sawzall, heat the stud, and pop the nut out that way, or, you know, heat the nut and the pipe and pop the nut out and break the swedge. But my point becomes that sometimes I think that the reason cars are designed the way they're designed, some of it's an accounting call, but it's because of comments like what Garrett said, going back to the beginning of this conversation. He never had the option of auto shop in high school. He never had the option of metal shop or working with his hands or shop class. All the shop classes were gone. They've been gone now for 25 years from the schools. And, you know, he became what he became because he had no other choice. There was no other career path for him. And, you know, you wonder how many mechanics, how many, I think I would make it mandatory. If you're going to be an engineer and design cars, I think you've got to work on cars first. And it's not just about the math. It's not just about the accounting. It's not just about, you know, making sure it fits together. It's about how does it come apart. And I think that's a huge piece of the puzzle that's missing, because the person that suffers in the end is not just the mechanic, but you, the vehicle owner. You know, some of the repair bills that you're getting are so excessive now because of the way the car is designed. And that's because guys like Garrett didn't get to take shop class. And that's a crime unto itself. 855-560-9900. Ron and Annie, the Car Doctor, at your service. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Little GTO, you're really looking fine. Three deuces and
a 4-speed, and a 389.
Need advice on how to maintain that classic GTO? Ron is the guy. 855-560-9900. Here's Ron.
Hey, welcome back. Let's go over to Louisiana, talk to Richard. Richard, you're on with the Car Doctor. What's going on? Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey, how y'all doing today?
Good. What's going on?
So, I was just going to add to your comment about how crazy vehicles are made these days. I have a 2009 Ford F-150, and my heater core was leaking, and you have to remove the entire dashboard to get to that heater core, because the way they made the housing around the heater core itself.
Right.
You can only get to the bolts from the top of it inside. Behind the dashboard.
And I know it's planned obsolescence, and we're all going to sit here and nod our heads in agreement to that, but it's stupid, right? You know?
Absolutely.
Part of what doesn't make any sense to me, to be very frank, is, listen, it's about saving the planet. Let's put that at the top of the list of this conversation. It's about recycling. It's about using something until it's used up. Agreed?
Agreed, yeah.
So why do we design something that when it's now, 12 going on 13 years old, and it may need a heater core, which vehicles need heater cores, they go bad. We're going to make it so difficult, so expensive to repair, not to mention the challenge of trying to take something apart without breaking all the plastic, the clips.
Oh, I know. The little clips. The
connectors, the wiring, the everything that they put in their way. It's... You know, but don't worry, we're going to save the planet by switching to electric vehicles or hybrids or something else. You know, it's the emperor has no clothes. The lunatics are running the asylum. And
I agree. My daughter's car is a Honda, and the starter is underneath the intake manifold. You got to take the whole intake manifold off
right
to get to the starter.
Well, what's wrong with that? Starters never go bad. Listen. You know, I don't understand what's wrong with you people. If you would just buy a new car every 3 years, you wouldn't have these problems.
Right. That's probably what they want us to do.
What do you do for a living, Richard?
I do home improvement. I'm on my way to a job site right now.
So you're working with your hands. You're a hands-on
working
guy.
Working with my hands.
Yep.
I am.
Been doing it your whole life?
And plus, I've been in the Army for 30 years. I'm a mechanic.
Thank you for your service.
Signal repairman.
Yeah.
So I've been working on cars since I was probably 13, 12, something like that.
Right. And you learned a lot from that, right?
Oh, definitely.
You know, you learned what not to do real fast.
I get to help out my friends and stuff and
right.
change their brakes or whatever, do suspension work for them.
You know, there's a personal satisfaction, I think, from being able to solve, for me, you know, mechanical problems. I'm sure for you, too. Richard, fix this piece of equipment. Service and maintain this piece of equipment. You know, put this back together to help out, you know, whether it be a military vehicle or whether it be to help out somebody who, you know, is having a tough time in life and they just need a couple of, you know, nudges here and there by way of fixing a car so they can go to work. There's value in that.
Definitely.
And by taking away shop classes and telling everybody you need to go to college and white collar, you've now devalued a certain section of society, and I think that's what's wrong with it. So,
absolutely.
Yep. Absolutely.
Plus, people don't want to take on big challenges anymore. They don't want to try to work on their own vehicles. They're just overly complicated now.
You know, if you want to see something kind of scary and it's shocking, and I'm really excited. Like one of these days, I'm gonna just get in the truck and go for a ride and find some of these shops. Some of the YouTube videos of just putting engines in Ford pickup trucks, where they're mm-hmm. they're lifting the body off the frame. like really?
Goofy.
You know, I've seen it. There's a Ford dealer up by us that has the exclusive contract for New York City, and they do all the ambulances out of New York. They service all the Power Stroke diesel ambulances out of New York City, and I've been up there. And, you know, it'll take them 4 weeks to do an engine. Because imagine all the things that have to be disconnected on an ambulance before you can lift the body. And then you got to hope that the vehicle, that the engine works before you put the vehicle back together, because what if one thing is wrong and you got to take it apart again? But this is where we're going.
When you work on an M1 Abrams tank, the engine is a big giant square module that once you disconnect all the things around it, you just pull the whole engine out, just the whole chunk comes right out, and you put a new one right back in.
And then what do they do with the old? What do they do with the old engine?
Well, you send it into repair or rebuild, usually. Because it's a turbine engine. It's basically a jet engine.
Right.
But it's designed modular, you know, so that you can just quickly kind of remove it and put a new one in. And I think it's only like, it's a three hour turnaround.
So you're telling me, wait a minute, you're telling us, the audience and myself, that it's faster to put an engine in an M1 Abrams tank than a Ford pickup truck?
Absolutely. 100%.
There's definitely something wrong with this picture. So I'm going to have to think about this one for a while. That's just absolutely crazy. Crazy. Richard, I enjoyed having you, sir. Again, thank you for your service. God bless you. You be safe. And thanks for all you do to take care of us. Oh, you're very welcome, sir. You be well. Have yourself a Merry Christmas.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, that's crazy. So wait. I got to think about this now. You know, we could have a contest. Think of the contests we could have with, we have to go somewhere. We'll show up in an M1 Abrams and find a guy who's got an F-150 that needs an engine. Think of the bets we could win. I bet we can change the engine in this tank faster than you could put the engine in your pickup truck. And he's going to look at us like we're crazy. Well, we are crazy, but I don't know. Planned obsolescence. Where's it all going? So, but it's me. I'm the lunatic. I keep having these weird ideas. I'm not sure why. So I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. The phone number is 855-560-9900. Having fun as we work our way down the road today. And we'd be glad to talk to you. Give us a call. I'll be back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Welcome back. I'm still in a little bit of shock here. We could have like an engine swap contest between a tank or a pickup truck, get some national exposure, and show the insanity of all of this. It's 3 hours to do an engine on an M1 Abrams tank. How long does it take to change engines on an A10 Warthog? You know, it's wow. So anyway, where are we going? Let's go to Roy in Maine. Roy, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Merry Christmas, Ron.
Thank you, sir. Back at you.
Long-time listener.
Thank you.
I'm in the market for somewhat used automobile. I like Hondas.
Okay.
And all of us I can see is a CVT transmission. Tell me how far you think a CVT transmission can take me.
Well, I'll tell you what. Honda's an interesting conversation to have about transmissions. You know, every car has its weak link, and I still see more than the usual number of transmission failures in the Hondas. Granted, they're at the 150,000 mile mark, and the majority of the time when I see that trans failure, it's the person that's not servicing it. So, you know, to be fair, fluid replacement really stands out on a Honda like it does on a lot of transmissions today. So, you know, the difference between the regular automatic, the traditional automatic, and the CVT, the early CVT Hondas had their issues, very much so. They've gotten it under control, in my opinion. But what I do notice is that CVTs, we'll go back to 2017 model year, 2018 model year, they're now calling. I see this all the time. When people come in or customers come in after they've been at a dealership for a recall with the laundry list that the Honda dealer says they need, where they're being told service the transmission fluid on that CVT at the 30,000 mile mark. And I've seen this now from more than just one Honda dealer. It seems to be something that they're all doing. And, you know, I think I agree with that, because we've started changing trans fluid on CVTs on our own just from some of the other things that we're reading. And it seems like the ones that have 50 and 60,000 miles on them, the fluid is definitely a different color if we're going to base our conditions on color and, you know, feel and sight and smell. So, you know, doing CVT fluid at 30, to me, it's just like doing trans fluid on the conventional automatic that Honda has. You know, get 150 out of it, I'd be thrilled with that. You know, I have seen them go longer. But by the same token, Roy, I don't want you to just focus on the trans. I want you to think about the whole car. All the fluids need service. You know, there's nothing out there that, you know, doesn't need to be serviced on a regular basis. At 60,000 miles, if it's wet, change it. You know, if it's a fluid, change it. You know, at 60,000 miles, and you've been doing fuel system cleaning along the way by adding a bottle of something to the tank. At 60, do a formal cleaning the injectors, decarbonizing the top of the engine. You know, I go back to, and I get it, right? You know, there's people out there that are shaking their heads saying, Ron's full of baloney. You know, I've got a car with 200,000 miles on it and it works great. Yeah, every once in a while, that does happen. I just can't tell you whose car that is. But I can tell you that the majority of vehicles that get proper care and maintenance, common sense care and maintenance, are the ones that are just going to run in perpetuity. They just go a good long time. And, you know, that's to be considered. Tom just waved at me. Tom, my engineer, you guys all know him. He's got a 2015 Ford Escape that he changes the oil. I will say this. Tom is very regular on his oil changes. And he's done his other fluids, and he's got 383,000 miles on a 2015 Ford Escape. I said to him the other day, I said, Ford's going to send you a notice. They want the car back because you got the good one. But by the same token, he's done his maintenance and care. So, you know, I wouldn't shy away from a CVT, but I would want something with, you know, less mileage is a value to me, you know?
Yeah. So conventional automatic transmission compared to CVT Honda. If I have the choice, would be the conventional automatic transmission.
Depends. What engine are we talking about? Because then there's that, too.
It's a 2.0. 2.4 liter.
Yeah, a 2.4 with conventional automatic. To me, that thing's a brick. That's just going to run forever. You know, my dad's gone. Let me think. 1968. When was that? Right. I think my dad's gone over 50 years now, more than 55 years, something like that. And I still remember to this day, and Dad was an airline mechanic. He worked on FDR's DC-3 during the war. He was a mechanic. He understood things mechanical. And he always said to me, you know, a plain white refrigerator runs a real long time. you know, he says it doesn't have to be fancy to work. And I understand that, and that's probably dated thinking in this technological world we're living in. But simple and clean sure does. It sure does make sense sometimes, because when you buy the fancy car with the turbocharger and the expensive transmission or the fancy technology, you got to be able to afford to maintain it too. And you've got to be able to roll with the punches and take your bumps and bruises along the way. So that 2.4 basic automatic, that thing will run forever with care. So it really will.
Yep.
So.
Well, I got a 2.4 liter EX and automatic transmission, and the things run, it run beautiful. The only thing, it has 177,000 miles on it right now.
Right.
And I change the transmission fluid, I could say almost once a year.
Right. And there you go, right? I'm not going to argue with that. I am not going to argue with that. I'm not going to say you're wrong. You know, because the proof's in the pudding. What year is the car?
2003.
Right. So you're telling me, so a 20-year-old car going on 21 years old with 170,000 miles on it, it's got the original trans in it, you've done $150 trans fluid service every year for the last 21 years. Not a bad deal.
When I bought it, it had 55,000 miles on it.
Okay.
And from then on, I've been taking care of it for myself, like changing the transmission fluid and changing all the fluid, and right now I got 177,000 miles on it. What happened, I get into an accident a couple of weeks ago, and instead of repairing it or getting a new one, and everything I see is CVT transmission.
Right.
And I just checked it out underneath the brake line. Everything underneath is solid. It's just that it's going to take I'm going to need some money to repair the damage from the bodywork. The frame and everything is still solid. And like I said, the motor works perfectly. The transmission works. As a matter of fact, I just changed the trans fluid about 3 weeks ago.
Right. You know, the one thing you have to consider, though, is, and, you know, it's always hanging out there. Now, Honda is better than most in terms of parts availability and keeping things around. But at some point, the manufacturer will beat you because of parts. They just don't keep things on the shelf. So, you know, it's a Honda. I'm sure you could get parts for that car for another 10 years if you had to. But at what expense and aggravation? So there are conventional Hondas that, you know, there are still current day Hondas that you can get the standard or the regular conventional automatic trans in. You just got to look. You've got to be selective. But you know, I think if we're dealing with something that age that's in an accident that's totaled, A, how well will it get fixed? At what expense? And then how much longer will parts be available? And that's all got to come into it, too. But you know what? I get it. You sound like it's a bit of a challenge. And, you know, you want to take that challenge on, boy. I understand. I understand, sir. Listen, I got to run. A pleasure speaking with you. Merry Christmas. Good holidays. And thanks for being part of the Car Doctor family. Good luck in whatever Honda you end up driving. And stay safe. I'm Ron Anani and the Car Doctor. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Welcome back. Ron Anian, the Car Doctor, here at 855-560-9900. 855-560-9900. The Car Doctor's 24/7 phone number. And we just updated the message because we understand there was a glitch in the system. And it does now say that you can leave a message if you were confused before. And Tom will get back to you and put you in the queue for the next live broadcast. And then we can talk that way. So 855-560-9900 is the number if you miss us during live show hours, Saturdays, 2 to 4 p.m. East Coast time. Herb Cooper writes, and I love Herb. He's funny. He's got some insightful stuff. He's a customer at the shop, full disclosure, and he's a follower of this radio show. He says, I'm currently driving a Hyundai rental. It has a push-button shifter. What genius thought that one up, Herb. I think about that myself. I drove a Honda the other day with a push-button shifter, and I don't get it. It's, you have to look down. If you're new to that car, you have to look down. Where's reverse? Where's park? Where's drive? It's not a comfortable feeling. The one I like less than a push-button shifter is the rotary knob. Where you turn the knob, park, reverse, neutral, drive, and all that. Whatever happened to traditional, but I guarantee it's because they can make it cheaper and they're saving money. And that's what it's all about. But I think it's all leading towards what I'm going to call distracted driving. And I defy anybody to, one of the biggest complaints I hear, and I defy anybody to give me a valid reason, is a lot of people are complaining to me now that the newer cars, there's no tactile touch. There's no feel. You can't find something without, looking at it because it's part of an integrated screen. It's a touch screen that you have to, touch screens in automobiles don't go along because it's distracted. I committed the faux pas the other day where I was driving and my phone rang and I glanced down to see who it was. And when I looked up, there was a deer in the middle of the road at 4:30 in the morning. And, that's because, mentally your mind is, oh, gosh, the phone rang. Let me go look. You've got to get away from that. So distracted driving is a real problem without reaching for something. And now imagine you're looking down trying to adjust or turn or tweak or do something to make that. And it's a headache. It's unsafe. So, Herb, I don't know who designed it, but, yeah, I agree with you. What a genius. Real quick before I pull over for this pause. Found a real good use the other day for PB Blaster, and I just want to pass it along because I learned this one and I kind of got excited. We were doing the catalytic converter on that 11 Honda Odyssey I was telling you about, and Hondas have this, their exhaust systems, the gasket between the pipes, it's a round metal O-ring that sits in a groove in the pipe on one side or the other. In the case of this Odyssey, it sat in the pipe that was still in the car. And, you can try to reach down and pick at it with a scratch tool or a small, thin, straight blade screwdriver, maybe kick up a piece of metal and then it starts to come up in pieces. And I looked at it and I said, there's got to be an easier way to do this. I took a drop of PB Blaster and I've got to give credit where credit is due, that the Pro Straw, where you can angle it, and the volume adjuster where you can just limit the spray, just put a couple of drops around the metal gasket. I was so enthralled by this. I actually shot a video. I'm not sure where it is. It'll be out eventually. We sent it through production and engineering and the normal procedure. But it's going to come up on Facebook somewhere. It's going to come up on social media somewhere, showing that after just a couple of minutes of sitting, I took a pair of pliers, I grabbed the edge of the piece of metal of the ring that was sticking up and popped it right out. That used to be the biggest headache in the world when you get to that part of the job. And PB Blaster, I got to give him credit, just made it easier. So you know what? When I use something in the shop and I find a way to make it easier, I want you guys to be aware of it. So the next time you're doing that, think about it. It really does. It breaks down the rust barrier between the metal and the piece that you're trying to take it away from. So PB Blaster gets kudos from the Car Doctor for that one. 855-560-9900. We're back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells.
Welcome back. Ron Ainey, the Car Doctor. Dodge writes in, Dodge from Delaware. Hey, Ron, 20 years ago, two friends of mine died. I'm sorry to hear that, because they remote started their car in an attached garage and forgot the car was running. The car timed out when it ran out of gas. How horrible. So I guess there's another reason why they time out cars. We were talking to Micah in a different hour about remote starts. So that's something to think about, too, why there's a timer on there. And he also responded, he said, hey, Ron, just because a product is sold on Amazon doesn't necessarily mean it's junk. No, I'm not saying it is. It's just I'm leery of it. I always question it. I just want to know, is it real? And, you know, I can't go ask Amazon, it seems, where that vendor comes from. But I can ask my local auto parts store where that product comes from, and do they have any problems? And he goes on to say, what isn't made in China is okay, and what isn't is probably junk. Yeah, you know, a lot of things made in China that do work well, but you know, it just gives you a moment or a pause of concern. You know, we'll leave it there. And I just want to do this quick piece of email. This comes to us from Trevor in Bangor, Maine. Hey, Ron, I'm a longtime listener to the show. I tried calling, but no one answered. Couldn't leave a message. Yeah, we found out the message was cockeyed. My apologies. My question is about my all-wheel drive 2007 Dodge Durango. When I purchased it through a private sale, it had a low-speed collision front driver's side where it bent the tie rod. It started up, and the dashboard looks like a Christmas tree. I think about just every light is on. I replaced the tie rod, new tires, and took it to have an alignment. I picked it up from the alignment shop. No difference. I have also replaced all wheel speed sensors and brake light switch. The lights went out for about a half a day or so and then back on. Any help would be appreciated. Travis, and I think I sent you an email for this. I'm guessing maybe you didn't see it because I expected you to call today. But, you know, you've got to scan it. Dashboard lights on. What's reporting a problem? And not an OBD2 scan. You got to go in year, make, model. and look at specific information. So you want to do that with a good quality scan tool. And then is it possible things such as the steering angle sensor, if it's equipped, needs to be reset. There might be some calibrations that have to be done electronically to get some of those lights to go out, but you won't know what those lights are for until you get it scanned. Do that. Call me. I'm Ron Anini in the Car Doctor reminding you the mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.